her next week, the projected candidate for Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Today, John Roberts was there as a pallbearer, helping to carry the casket of the man he once served as a law clerk and the man he might soon succeed. Other Supreme Court justices looked on in tears as the casket of William Rehnquist was carried into the court's great hall. As public mourning begins for Rehnquist, members of Congress are already gearing up for the process of replacing him. Monday is the day set for Senate leaders to begin hearings on Roberts' nomination. That would be 1 week after President Bush selected him to replace Rehnquist as the 17th leader of the nation's highest court. Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld says the U.S. military can handle two formidable tasks at hand: fighting the war on terror and helping victims of Hurricane Katrina. Rumsfeld has held a news conference today and says there's no question that the U.S. forces have the capability and the intention to respond to needs at home and abroad. Pentagon officials say more than 58,000 active duty and National Guard personnel are in the area affected by Katrina. Rumsfeld says there is also more than 300,000 Air and Army National Guard personnel available to help if needed. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says she's told President Bush he should fire Michael Brown. Pelosi says the Gulf Coast was hit with two disasters last week. First, Hurricane Katrina, then the response of Brown's Federal Emergency Management Agency. Brown has been the object of bipartisan criticism. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says her committee will hold hearings next week. However, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says he thinks the big problems with the federal response were structural, and it's too soon to call for people's heads. Damning evidence this night against FEMA Director Mike Brown. According to internal documents, the government's disaster chief waited until hours after Hurricane Katrina had struck the Gulf Coast before asking his boss to dispatch 1,000 Homeland Security employees to the region and gave them 2 days to arrive. Michael Brown, the director of FEMA, sought the approval of Homeland Security Secretary Mike Chertoff roughly 5 hours after Katrina made landfall on August 29th. Brown said that among duties of these employees was to convey a positive image about the government's response to the victims. You are listening to Air America Radio News.
If you live in Connecticut, Oregon, or Minnesota, please do not call, as your state bans you from receiving profitable home-based internet businesses like the one offered in the following message.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-600-0562. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-600-0562. That's 1-800-600-0562.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-550-8266. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-550-8266. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-550-8266. That's 1-800-550-8266. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-550-8266.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at USO.org.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It works, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Check out the show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows.
I'm looking forward to listening to you.
We gather important information so that you can read the news that really matters to you.
And every day, gathering information.
Also, enjoy the audio highlights page featuring Air America comedy and exclusive web-only audio features.
It is vital to the future security of our country.
AirAmericaRadio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Truth Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. 7 minutes past the hour. We've had very interesting experience here in the Atlanta area over the past 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. As you probably know, excuse me, a certain number of the evacuees from this tragedy along the Gulf Coast have been sent here to Georgia, and a huge number into the Atlanta area. And on, I believe it was on Saturday, Kathy and I decided it was time for us to take some action too, just like so many people around the country. And we went out and bought a whole bunch of baby food and baby stuff, you know, and got stuff from Molly, Molly's clothing that she's outgrown, and baby food, and Pampers. This is the thing, trust me, when you have a kid, you find out that, you know, the end of the rainbow is Pampers, you know, not a pot of gold. That's what you need, Pampers, or diaper service, you know, whatever. But we use Pampers. We're trying to destroy the earth by providing stuff into landfills that can't biodegrade. So we went to Target and loaded up the car and then drove to one of the sites listed on a local television station website here, Channel 2, WSB Television. The Red Cross had set up emergency receiving point at Georgia Tech Coliseum. And there were a certain number of refugees, that's how they referred to them, refugees, that were in the Coliseum. Well, we got there, and there were signs out front that said no more donations being accepted. And we couldn't quite figure this out. So we parked the car, and I went inside and got a Red Cross volunteer, and I said, "Look, we've got you know, we're not bringing clothes. I understand you all have enough clothes. Christ, there were mountains of clothes." I said, "But what we have is baby food, and Pampers and a sack of toys, you know, for kids." And the volunteer said, "Well, you know, this would be a lot easier if you had a semi truck full of Pampers." I said, "Well, I don't have that. I've got all sorts of packages of Pampers, different sizes, you know." So she said, "Okay, well," and we had to walk around and get somebody's permission to take this stuff in. So she came out with me, and we got everything loaded up, started hauling it into the Georgia Tech Coliseum. And some official, Red Cross official, came up and said, no, you can't bring that stuff in here. Can't bring this stuff in here. This is a rescue, you know, what the? So I just said, "Look, okay, never mind." Walked out and took everything and put it in the car. And we finally wound up on, when was it, Kathy? Yesterday, Monday, taking everything to the Salvation Army Center in Marietta, Georgia, which is one of the suburbs of Atlanta. They were more than happy to get it, of course. We also had the experience of visiting a couple of motels around the Atlanta area where people are being housed, or evacuees are being housed, and the motel that we went to, what was it, What was that? Open your mic. Tell me.
It was a Motel 6.
Motel 6 up on I-75 and Delk Road. And they had, some of our friends had gone there, hearing that there were evacuees there, and negotiated some room prices on a long-term basis. And I thought they had negotiated some room prices. And the motel, Motel 6, refused to. Isn't Motel 6 the one that says, we'll leave the light on for you? If I got that right?
That'd be Tom Baudette.
Tom Baudette. That's Motel 6. We'll leave the light on for you. Yeah. Okay.
It's more like Motel 666, though, these days.
It's just incredible what's going on here. So in our little micro world here in Atlanta, where a lot of the evacuees are being sent, we've experienced, as people who are, excuse me, housed, clothed, fed, and dry. That's Kathy and me and the baby. We have experienced 1/1,000,000th of the frustration that the people who have been destroyed by the policies of the Bush administration are feeling. The evacuees, what we've noticed now, we're beginning to notice, the ones that we have been in contact with, are starting to have that PTSD look, that kind of shell shock look of not knowing what the hell is going on. I understand the plane loads of evacuees are being taken out of the New Orleans area, and they're not even told where they're being taken. They're being taken to Utah and Washington, D.C. Jesus Christ, taking people from New Orleans to Utah? Okay, fine. You know, whatever it takes to save people. But they're not being told. When they're being treated like I don't know, like cans of sauerkraut on a conveyor belt at a grocery store, just shuffled along, put on airplanes and buses, not even being told where they're going. It just keeps getting worse. I realize that progress is being made. They're tying up corpses now to stop signs so they don't float away in New Orleans. They've opened up a morgue where they can start to DNA identification or dental work identification, which is going to be a neat trick. You get a corpse with that's totally rotted. Where are you going to get the dental records? From where? A dentist office in downtown New Orleans? So progress is being made for sure, right? By the way, did you know that this useless human being, this Michael Brown, this former Arabian horse judge or whatever he was, groomer, I don't even know what it was, who now heads FEMA. He was hired by Joe Albaugh, who was Bush's first campaign manager back in 2000. Bush rewarded him by appointing him, Joe Albaugh, to head FEMA. Albaugh quit. There was supposed to be an investigation of the fraud surrounding FEMA, but it never happened. And Albaugh put in his place this guy, Michael Brown. Albaugh then left and became a lobbyist for Halliburton. You see how this works? You see how these filthy bastards work? So Joe, and you've probably heard over the past couple of days that Halliburton has already sucked up close to $1 billion in reconstruction projects in New Orleans. This is just like Iraq. You see how they work? See how these vermin work? You see how these disgusting vermin work? And you know there's still people, I'm sure, still right-wingers in this country who want George Bush to fix Social Security, right? All right, we have a lot of stuff to cover tonight. We have some sound for you that is astonishing. But if this destruction, this is a direct result of the Republican Party, the conservative, the right-wingers' ideas in this country of privatization and deregulation and the ripping apart of any semblance of a social safety net. We talked about this last week. Take a look in New Orleans. This is what these bastards want. This is what they're giving us. This is what the Republican Party, this is what the conservatives, this is what the Bush crime family is giving us. You want to see the future? Look at New Orleans. It's that simple. Barbara Bush. Where's that sound? You got that sound? I want to play that sound right away of Barbara Bush, Kathy. This is astonishing. The sound is not very good, but... listen here. You ready? Listen the way she describes how peachy keen things are for the soggy little brown people in the Houston shelter, the lucky, lucky devils. Why should she bother her beautiful mind with the sick and dying anyway?
And so many of the people in the arenas here, you know, were underprivileged anyway. This is working very well for them.
And that little chuckle, that little signature Bush chuckle there. So that's how First Mom Barbara Bush put it. According to the New York Post, she walked past rows and rows of sick and dying and hurting and ailing refugees at the Houston Astrodome. And then she said her little thing, so many people here were underprivileged anyway, so this is working very well for them. Then she said, what I'm hearing is that they all want to stay in Texas. Everyone is so overwhelmed by the hospitality. Almost everyone I've talked to says, we're going to move to Houston. Can you imagine this sick bitch, this mob barker, this thuggish, brutal old woman making these kinds of comments? There's more. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Going any further. And now the wheels of heaven stop. You feel the devil's riding crop. Get ready for the future. It is murder. Bang the car aside. Slide in all directions.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eye, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I want to send you a free tape about my proven system that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Call 1-800-600-8774 and get your life back. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-600-8774 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Again, that's 1-800-600-8774.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 21 past the hour. There are reports now that in the water that it's got everything saturated in New Orleans. What was I watching tonight? It was one of the news programs about the bacteria that are loose, rampant in the water now. Something like 46,000 times what is considered safe for people to be in. Just general bacteria. Now I understand an update that E. coli has been found in this water. Let me tell you something. This thing is going to turn into, it's just going to keep going exponentially as a disaster. It's just unbelievable. But this Barbara Bush thing, I don't know why I have to pause to focus on this, because this whole Bush family are nothing but rooting pigs. I've never seen anything like this in my life. But she made the comment on Marketplace, which used to be one of our favorite programs on PRI, Public Radio International, which is part of the NPR family. But apparently that's where she made the comments the other night. A spokesman for her and her whipped husband, Bush 41, or however this old bastard is referred to, a spokesman for the two of them, Tom Frechette, said he did not have an immediate comment on what was said in the interview. And then later on, CNN Zoe King Live, according to the New York Post, Barbara Bush appeared upbeat about the stricken evacuees' prospects while sitting alongside her hubby, even though it's been a week since Katrina cut a deadly swath through the South. Barbara Bush said, quote, "And look what's happened. Hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated and are in comfortable shelters." Oh, you bitch. Oh, you sick, murderous bitch. And then she said, "It's going to take a while for families to get together, but they're in comfortable shelters." And as the Post points out, inside the Astrodome hang hundreds of heart-wrenching homemade flyers from families desperately seeking word on loved ones from whom they were separated during the so-called evacuations. People missing, everything from toddlers for Christ's sake, to elderly grandparents. And on Larry King Live, apparently, this disgusting old woman defended her son's handling of the government's response to the disaster. She dismissed, as she always does, critics who charged that he would have been more speedy with this pissy rescue efforts if so many of the victims hadn't been poor blacks. Her answer to that was, she said, "Well, you know, people came up to me all day long and said, 'God bless your son.' All races." There is a genetic predisposition in the Bush crime family to be wicked and evil. These are murderers. They are killers. They have utterly no compassion, no respect at all. As these people start to die off, as they surely will, the earth will be a little bit less polluted because of the wickedness that these people have perpetrated, this Bush, extended Bush family. It's just unbelievable the what comes out of their mouths. Remember what this old bat said during, what was it, first Gulf War? She didn't want to hear anything about death and destruction. Why should she worry her beautiful mind, I think is the way she put it, about hearing reports of disaster? When you stop and think of the amount of death caused by her offspring, this is worse than the Black Widow spider I mean, it's like she spawned a nest of poisonous scorpions, and they're just doing anything they can to kill and murder and destroy, either directly or indirectly. When you think about her rancid offspring, this guy Neil, who with his partners ransacked Silverado Savings and Loan and drove how many retired couples or old people to an early grave, just stealing their money left and right, just stealing it. And never served no penalty whatsoever, and then her other rancid son who runs the state of Florida, his policies, what have his policies done for poor people or welfare recipients or children who are wards of the state down in Florida? Every time I pick up the paper, another child who has been placed in state custody is dead. And then you look at the most rancid of her venomous offspring, the guy who now sits in the White House. How many people was he responsible for killing in Texas before he even became a president by stealing the office with his you know, through the machinations of his father's friends on the Supreme Court? This family is unbelievable. It's astonishing how much death and destruction one family has brought to the entire planet. It's just unbelievable. I don't know. Somebody else maybe can come up with another family historically, modern historically. I'm not talking about you don't go back 1,000 years, but one family that has caused more death and destruction and dislocation and murder and sickness and illness and mayhem and just suffering than this Bush family. Anybody want to take me up on that? It's always gonna be a delicacy. So lick your chops and eat the meat. Where must we stay?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Green Light on the Environment, brought to you by Cliff Bar. I'm Rachel Maddow. California's San Joaquin Valley is one of the smoggiest places in the country. But don't blame cars, blame the vineyards. There are more than 100 wineries there, and their fermentation tanks emit tons of ethanol and other pollutants. The government wants to regulate their emissions, but the wineries think the anti-smog technology would ruin their wines. They're trying to work out a trade-off deal that would permit them to lower emissions from their delivery trucks instead. They want to spare the air without spoiling the Chardonnay.
At Cliff Bar & Company, we're all about nourishing healthy people with great food, like Cliff and Luna Bars. And now, new Cliff Nectar, an entirely organic fruit and nut bar made from 5 or fewer ingredients. With 2 servings of fruit, you can eat well and feel good about it. Cliff Bar is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about how we're working to create better food and a more healthful environment. And look for Cliff Nectar in your local natural food stores.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop.
If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7593, 800-981-7593, 800-981-7593.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals: leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish, so you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Hurricane Katrina has claimed hundreds of lives, and millions of Americans have suffered greatly because of this natural disaster. Thousands of people have already been evacuated, but there are many more in need of aid. To find out how you can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, contact the Red Cross online at redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Even the smallest donation can make a difference. So call 1-800-HELP-NOW or click on the Red Cross icon at airamericaradio.com.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, folks. This is Mark Maron, and out of respect to the leaders of this nation, I will not make any remarks on Wednesday's Morning Sedition about racists in the government. Not about George W. Bush.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Not about Trent Lott.
That bigot piece of crap, Trent Lott.
Not about Michael Brown.
Maybe he should do his resignation in rap.
My name is Brown. Yeah. Time for me to get out of town.
I won't do it. I'll just play a lot of clips of other people doing it. For Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
I think there ought to be zero tolerance of looting. It's very important for the citizens in all affected areas to take personal responsibility and assume kind of a civic sense of responsibility.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? Jenny Bean sent me something from, it was posted on her blog regarding Barbara Bush's comments, and I'm going to focus on this for another minute or two, and then we're going to move on, but Barbara Bush, it was out of her guts that these demons had been spawned. I mean, she's the one responsible for dropping these filthy, filthy human beings hither and yon around the United States to wreak all this damage in hell. This woman is like that beast in the first Alien. Do you remember that? when she said, quote, and so many of the people in the arena here, you know, were underprivileged anyway, so this, and she chuckles slightly, is working very well for them. And as the poster at Jenny Bean's blog said, this is the classic racism and bigotry. Add into this the overweening smugness of a woman who has never in her life had to go without a single meal or anything else she wants. She believes that she as a person is better than they are and has no hesitation in showing it. What I'd like you to do now is not be surprised at this. Why? Because she's only saying aloud what so many neoconservatives believe and aren't saying for the same political expediency, that the poor of New Orleans aren't worth their time and effort and aren't worth spending federal funds to save. This is the neocon view. If you're poor, you deserve it because there's something wrong with you. If you're rich, you're blessed by God, and no matter what else you do, you're holy and righteous and good. It's called social Darwinism, the theory of the survival of the fittest transformed into an ideology that praises the moneyed, and this is the poor. It is the diametric opposite of real Christianity, has nothing to do with the words and teachings of Jesus, and it is preached from the pulpits of evangelical and fundamentalist churches as the so-called prosperity gospel. And it goes on here, talking about social Darwinism. The poster says that's where the budget cuts that crippled the levies come from. That's what it all comes down to. That's the reasoning, if you call it that, behind the repeated bills during this administration that take money from programs like Medicare and Medicaid, want to eliminate Social Security, bills that crippled FEMA by changing it from an independent cabinet-level program to a subsidiary of the Department of Homeland Security. That's the ideology behind the smugness, behind the statements of administration officials and high-level neocon Republicans that such programs as Medicare are, quote, stealing from the rich to give to the unworthy, unquote. Thanks, Jenny. What is being exposed here, if you're willing to pay attention, I think most of us that are still thinking individuals that haven't gone over to the dark side, what is being exposed here is, once again, not just the racism in this country, but the classism that has developed over the past roughly 10 years. It started to take hold during the middle of the Clinton administration because there was too much money being made, fake money, but money nonetheless. And the Bush crime family gave it a face, of course. Up until the Bush administration, I think, even the Nixon administration, I think there was an underlying belief that society had to advance as a whole, or we would crash and burn as a democratic republic, as a society able to somehow, some way govern ourselves, even though we've not done a very good job of it at various points in our history. But what the Bush crime family has done and continues to do is to destroy that idea, completely and utterly destroy it. We do not have an administration in place who gives a damn, a tinker's damn, a filthy damn, about the overall benefit of this society, about advancing this society, whether it's from a scientific point of view or a spiritual point of view or an ethical point of view, a moral point of view, a business point of view, nothing. These people are greed defined. They are evil, wicked people. And I wish the restrictions were not on speech as they are, because there are so many things I like to say about this crime family that I dare not say. Simply because, as someone famously said, you can't falsely cry fire in a crowded theater. There are restrictions on speech, even though we have the vaunted First Amendment. But I think most people listening to this program know what I'm talking about. Marcus lets me know that hepatitis A takes about 21 days to incubate in the body and present itself as illness. This will be the next wave, Marcus writes. All right, I want to do some of the sound. We're going to get your phone calls tonight because I'm sure all of you have a lot of pent-up rage, and I promise you that we're going to have at least an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours of phone calls. Tim Russ here. Let's do some of these, Kathy, all right? This is on Meet the Press? No, what is it? Meet the Press. This is on Sunday. Like all the other weasels, the evil-looking bastard, Michael Chertoff, wouldn't address any direct questions about why the situation in New Orleans spun out of control and became a deadly catastrophe. Russert says, Mr. Chertoff, many Americans believe now is the time for accountability. The Republican governor of Massachusetts said, we are an embarrassment to the world. The Republican senator from Louisiana, David Vitter, said that you deserve a grade F, flunk. How would you grade yourself? Now, that's the question Russert asked Chertoff, and listen to Chertoff's talking point here, because Simple Scotty will repeat it later, and this is their big stall for the moment. And what it is, quote, we can't talk about what's happened to Orleans because that would take away from the relief efforts going on now. Yeah, right. So Russer asked the question about how would you grade yourself?
And let me tell you, Tim, there is nobody who has ever seen or dealt with a catastrophe on this scale in this country. It has never happened before.
So no heads will roll?
Tim, in due course, if people want to go and chop heads off, there'll be an opportunity to do it.
The question I
would put to people is, what do you want to have us spend our time on now? Do we want to make sure we are feeding, sheltering, housing, and educating those who are distressed? Or do we want to begin the process of finger-pointing?
All right, you bastard. You're not feeding, housing, sheltering, or educating the people that, I like your word, distressed. Oh, you pig. And what does he say? If people want heads to chop off in due time, it would be an opportunity to do it. Oh, God, if only that were true. If only the tumbrils would start turning. If only the guillotine could be moved to Lafayette Park across from the White House. If only these people could be marched out, right? Huh? With their hands tied behind them. And taken up on the platform. And the guillotine blade raised up. Jesus, I hate these pigs. Here's Chertoff talking. He makes up an imaginary newspaper headline that never existed. Never existed to justify his lack of readiness. We took a look at the newspaper headlines that he's talking about. The Washington Post, Washington Times, I think four newspapers, the only four that this pig would possibly come in contact with, and they all spoke of disaster. But listen to what he says. Russert says, you said you were surprised by the levee being broken. In 2002, the Times-Picayune did story after story, and this is eerie. This is what they wrote and how they predicted what was going to happen. The Times-Picayune said, quote, a major hurricane could decimate the region. Blah, 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 blah. Estimated 200,000 or more people left behind in evacuation would be struggling to survive. Many will be on their own in homes or looking for high ground. Thousands will drown. Survivors will end up trapped on roofs, in buildings, or on high ground surrounded by water with no means of escape and little food or fresh water, perhaps for several days. End quote. That was 4 years ago, Mr. Secretary. And last summer, FEMA, who reports to you, did a simulated hurricane plan in which the levees broke. The levees broke, Mr. Secretary, and people, thousands have drowned. There's a CD which is in your department, and the White House has it, and the President has it, and you are saying we were surprised that the levees may not hold? How could this be, Mr. Secretary?
Tuesday morning, I opened newspapers and saw headlines that said New Orleans dodged the bullet.
You liar.
What surprised people, what surprised them was that the levee broke overnight and the next day, and in fact, collapsed. That was a surprise. As to the larger point, there's no question that people have known for probably decades that New Orleans sits in a bowl surrounded by levees. The fact of the matter is, there's only really one way to deal with that issue, and that is to get people out first. Michael Brown got on TV on Saturday, and he said to people in New Orleans, take this seriously. There is a storm coming. But you know, Tim, at the end of the day, this is the ground truth. The only way to avoid a catastrophic problem in that soup bowl is to have people leave before the hurricane hits. Those who got out are fine.
You son of a bitch. You rotten elitist pig. What about the people that couldn't get out? Someday it's going to happen to you, Chertoff. Your bony wolf-looking ass is going to be stuck someplace, and a disaster is going to hit you square in the face, and you won't have a car, and you won't have a government airplane, and you won't have a cell phone, and you won't have a weapon, and you're going to be stripped. Every ounce of flesh is going to come off of you, and there's going to be a skeleton left. And then you'll understand. Blaming the victim, you filthy pig, you filthy good-for-nothing Bush crime family member. The way to handle it is to get out. Is that what you said? You son of a bitch! The way to handle it is to take your stinking Department of Homeland Security and make the homeland secure. You filthy, filthy, rotten man, you. You filthy, rotten man. Oh, these people just make me furious. You want to know the headlines that he's talking about? The made-up headline? Washington Post, storm thrashes Gulf Coast. New York Times, hurricane slams into Gulf Coast. Dozens are dead. Washington Post, or Washington Times, Katrina pounds golf course. Times pick you. Catastrophic. Ah, you lying devil. You demon. You wicked demon.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
This radio commercial is not for everybody. In fact, some members of the eye care community consider the following product controversial. But we believe anyone looking to improve their vision has the right to be informed. We're Vision Improvement Technologies, and our doctors believe that we offer an alternative to stronger eyeglass prescriptions, contacts, and laser surgery. However, our powerful method may not be right for you. We want you to make an informed choice, so we'd like to offer you a free video so you can see our approach and come to your own conclusions. Again, it's not right for everyone, and some people in the optometric community consider our powerful approach very controversial. That's why we're offering a video to the public free of charge. If improving your vision without glasses or surgery would make a difference in your life, this controversial free tape could be just what you're looking for. But we can only offer this free tape if you call right now. 1-800-600-6181. 1-800-600-6181. That's 1-800-600-6181.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
directors working 24 hours a day. And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Ten before the hour, there are just so many stories. Kathy and I are just swamped. This one, where Michael Brown waited until, 2 days after Hurricane Katrina had struck the Gulf Coast before asking his boss to send 1,000 Homeland Security employees to the region. And then gave them 2 days to arrive. We waited until hours after the hurricane struck, then gave them 2 days to arrive. That's according to internal documents now that are starting to be revealed. It says, Michael Brown, Director of FEMA, Director sought the approval from Homeland Security Chertoff roughly 5 hours after Katrina made landfall on the 29th of August. Michael Brown said that among duties of these employees was to convey a positive image. Brown's memo to Chertoff described Katrina as, quote, this near catastrophic event, but otherwise lacked any urgent language. The memo politely ended, thank you for your consideration in helping us to meet our responsibilities. In the meantime, I just got something from the Salt Lake City Salt Lake Tribune. This is from Atlanta. It was in the Tribune. Not long after some 1,000 firefighters sat down for 8 hours of training, the whispering began. What are we doing here? As New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin pleaded on national television for firefighters, his own are exhausted after working around the clock for a week, a battalion of highly trained men and women sat idle Sunday in a muggy Sheraton Hotel conference room in Atlanta. The firefighters assembled from Utah and throughout the United States by FEMA thought they were going to be deployed as emergency workers. Instead, they've learned they're going to be community relations officers for FEMA, shuffling along the Gulf Coast region, disseminating flyers and a phone number, 1-800-61-FEMA. On Monday, that's yesterday, some firefighters stuck in the staging area at the Sheraton peeled off their FEMA-issued shirts and stuffed them in backpacks, saying they refused to represent the federal agency. Jesus Christ Almighty. And according to the Salt Lake Tribune, firefighters were told not to say anything, not to reveal who they were, because FEMA warned them not to talk to reporters. We said it last week that this was a deliberate effort to murder as many black people as possible, to kill them, to butcher them, to murder them. This was a deliberate, conscious effort to murder black people in New Orleans and poor people. This was ethnic cleansing of the most deliberate and specific kind. This was Darfur. This was Kosovo. This is wherever ethnic cleansing has occurred. What occurred in New Orleans is a classic example of an out-of-control, renegade, rogue government deciding that a certain segment of the population is to be murdered. Is that too strong a language, truth seeker? Incident after incident of FEMA telling people, no, don't come down here, we don't need you. How many, we're going to play the clip where the guy, the parish president, breaks down, but, huh? All right, go ahead and play it now. Listen to this.
We have been abandoned by our own country. Hurricane Katrina will go down in history as one of the worst storms ever to hit an American coast. But the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina will go down as one of the worst abandonments of Americans on American soil ever in U.S. history. Let me give you just three quick examples. We had Walmart deliver three trucks of water. Trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel. Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home. And every day she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And he said, yeah, mama, somebody's coming to get you.
Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned Friday night. She drowned Friday night.
Mr. President.
Nobody's coming to get us. Nobody's coming to get us. The secretary has promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sakes, shut up and send us somebody.
That was the president of Jefferson Parish, New Orleans, Aaron Broussard. When you can take somebody like Aaron Broussard, some tough ass, you saw him on television, a fighter, a man who is willing to do whatever it takes to save his people. And his people are black and white, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, rich, poor, it doesn't matter. And reduce that man the way these filthy bastards reduced him on national television. For him to sit there and cry about a very horrifying incident. And then today, Bush, sitting at his cabinet meeting with these animals, these filthy, filthy animals sitting next to him. I'm sorry, I know you're an animal lover. I don't mean to, you know what I'm saying. These half-humans sitting there, this cabinet. There's this Cheney and Rumsfeld. And Bush talking about this, he's going to lead an investigation. How much more of this? How much more of this do you want to put up with? How much more? How much more before we say, that's it! You sons of bitches have had it! That's it! You've had your chance! You've destroyed the country! How much more? How much more, True Seeker, huh? How much more? How much more before you're sitting there crying about your mother?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Here in New York, the official bird is the eastern bluebird, the official flower is the rose, and the unofficial amphibian is the gecko. You didn't know that? Well, then you must never have called GEICO for your free rate quote on car insurance. Or if you called before, it's time to call again. You could discover the impressive savings that makes New Yorkers love the gecko almost as much as they love the official animal, the beaver. In fact, GEICO drivers are so happy with their decision to switch that they've given us one of the highest satisfaction ratings in the business. Are you ready to move to a higher level of satisfaction and savings? Call GEICO. Like New York's official motto says, ever upward. Except when it comes to car insurance rates, of course.
To find out how much you could save by switching to GEICO, give us a call at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Or log on to GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. Damning evidence against FEMA Director Mike Brown. According to internal documents, the government's disaster chief waited until hours after Hurricane Katrina had already struck the Gulf Coast before asking his boss to dispatch 1,000 Homeland Security employees to the region and gave them 2 days to arrive. Michael Brown, the director of FEMA, sought the approval of Homeland Security Secretary Mike Chertoff roughly 5 hours after Katrina made landfall on August 29th. Brown said that among duties of these employees was to convey positive image about the government's response for victims. Before then, FEMA had positioned smaller rescue and communications teams across the Gulf Coast, but officials acknowledged today that the first department-wide appeal for help came only as the storm raged. Top lawmakers called to the White House to plan Katrina recovery and rebuilding efforts. One congressional official says President Bush is ready to ask Congress for another $40 billion for Hurricane Katrina relief. Last week, Congress approved and Bush signed a first installment of $10 billion. From the other side of the aisle, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says the final tab could top $150 billion. Reid says we have a real problem on our hands, adding that the daily cost of Katrina relief exceeds what's being spent on the Iraq war. Saddam Hussein confesses. Reports out of Iraq say Iraqi President Jalal Talabani told Iraqi television Hussein had confessed to crimes committed during his regime, including the killings. Talabani says an investigating judge told him he was able to extract confessions from Saddam's mouth about crimes such as executions, which the ousted leader had personally ordered. Talabani said some of the confessions involved cases actively under investigation. Saddam faces his first trial October 19th for his alleged role in the massacre of Shiites in Dujal, a town north of Baghdad, in 1982. Saddam could face a death penalty if convicted. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and the Security Council and some United Nations member states were behind the oil for food scandal. Those accusations come from a probe that uncovered egregious lapses that allowed corruption and incompetence to cripple the operation, according to a preface of the final conclusions. The Independent Inquiry Committee's report, to be published tomorrow, criticizes Annan and the UN Security Council for a failure of leadership in the overall management of the program. Widespread fighting this day in Iraq, U.S. jets struck targets near the Syrian border where al-Qaeda has expanded its presence and civilians fled fighting in the northern city of Tal Afar. In the south, U.S. troops handed the Iraqi army control of a Shiite city that saw bitter fighting last year, a sign of the uneven pattern of insecurity in the fragmented country. The U.S. command also said four more Americans had been killed in action. The airstrikes took place near Karbala, about 185 miles west of Baghdad and one of the cluster towns near the Syrian border. Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when the tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
No, you may not hang at the park.
Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. You know, a lot of people think that in its response to Hurricane Katrina, the Bush administration is guilty of unspeakable incompetence. That's a myth. On the next program, we'll be speaking about it in a very direct fashion. In fact, speaking about Bush administration incompetence is what Progressive Talk Radio is all about. Talking the untalkable on the next Franken.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. This memo that's made its way into the news cycle now, this is going to be the big story tomorrow. Michael Brown sought the approval of Michael Chertoff 5 hours after Katrina made landfall and said that among duties of the 1,000 Homeland Security employees to be sent to the region was to convey a positive image. And he gave them as much as a week to arrive. I can't get this into my mind. If you have any doubts about whether or not it was deliberate, this was deliberate. If it wasn't deliberate, it's got to be the workings of halfwits, complete halfwits. But how many times did FEMA refuse assistance to the people who were stranded and dying in New Orleans? How many times? How many times have you heard about it now? How many times FEMA wouldn't allow civilian rescuers to come in? Diesel fuel was kept out. Walmart trucks full of water kept out. Red Cross volunteers kept out from going in and ministering to the dying. And then FEMA cut emergency communications lines. What other conclusion can you reach other than this was deliberate? The only other possible conclusion would be that these beasts that are running this country now are incapable of running a PTA meeting, much less a country. And in the meantime, how many Americans are dying in Iraq? How many people are being blown to pieces in Afghanistan? How many images of death and destruction do we have to see before we remove this Bush administration from office? In a postscript to an article that appears in Al Jazeera, listen to this. Once the long-delayed evacuation got underway, New Orleans, mostly black families, were forced by federal and state authorities to separate. Men were not allowed to accompany their spouses, loved ones, and children also became separated. This was particularly horrifying after suffering the double trauma of a catastrophic natural disaster and the man-made nightmare which followed. In spite of the rescue, was this not reminiscent of America's unsavory history? The African slave trade, where mates were forced to separate from one another and their children. If these were white families, clutching hands, awaiting evacuation, would authorities have forced their separation too? This scheme goes back to the heyday of slavery. It was used to break spirits and further stamp its victims as slaves. Oh, God. It goes on. How many people have you seen on television? Every single one of them, black, African-American, begging to find out where their husband, their wife, their children are. What did I hear? What have I been hearing all day today? Nobody kept a list. Nobody knows who's been sent where. Even the slave owners did better than this. The people who bought and sold black people did better than this. And you want me to believe this is not deliberate? That these filthy, murderous bastards, that this was not deliberate? From Boston Globe. With everything else, the abstraction of poverty has been made concrete. Face after anguished face appeared on television to tell us this is what it's like to live with absolutely no margin of safety or comfort. There was dignity in those faces, though at times nobility. Mostly, though, there was pain. Diabetics without insulin. Babies without diapers. Evacuees with no mode of transport. Urban hospital workers entirely without backup. America has its river of refugees now. Tens of thousands of people who herded into sports palaces turned charnel houses are alike in having nothing to return to. The spectacle of failure, how for days the government was powerless to help such people, only put on display how government was already failing them and everybody else. Here was Katrina's second main epiphany. What it means that the United States, after a generation of tax cutting and downsizing, has eviscerated the public sector's capacity for supporting the common good. The neglect of civic infrastructure, the destruction of social services, the abandonment of the safety net, the myth of so-called privatization, the perverse idea dating to the Reagan era that government is the enemy. It all adds up to what we saw last week. Government not as the enemy, but as the incompetent, impotent bystander. The bystander in chief, of course, is George W. Bush, whose whining self-obsession perfectly embodies what America has done to itself. One cannot see the devastated cities or that river of refugees or those harried National Guard soldiers without seeing something even more disturbing, Katrina's third epiphany. This is what war looks like. And the harsh reality is that the United States has been the source of exactly such devastation elsewhere. Obliterated cities, populations pushed into refugee camps, young American soldiers overwhelmed by the impossibility of their mission. This is Iraq today. Oil is part of the Gulf Coast story and part of Iraq's story, too. We are at war for oil, a war we cannot win. $4 gasoline. The truth is crashing over us, a tsunami of it. Jesus, God. Why are these people still in office? I scream, I beg you, as a fellow American, as somebody who votes and pays taxes and has raised children and who's been members of PTAs, I have busted my ass in this country. Haven't you? I've done everything I could for this. Is this what we get after 230 years? Is this what we get? They've got to go. Jesus, they've got to go. They must be removed from office. Peacefully and legally. Somebody in the Democratic or in the Republican Party, somebody has got to introduce articles of impeachment and get these monsters out of here. This is beyond an obscenity. Yeah, Thursday, March 7th, 2002, Michael Parker, the recently appointed leader of the Army Corps of Engineers, was abruptly forced to resign yesterday for failing to defend Bush's proposed budget cuts. Parker, a former House member from Mississippi, was the first major administration official ousted since Bush took office. He had made no secret of his disdain for the Office of Management and Budget's efforts to rein in the Army Corps of Engineers. White House officials described the ouster of Parker as a clear sign that the president will not tolerate open defiance by his appointees. Supporters of the Army Corps of Engineers were not happy with this, especially in Congress, where Parker has many friends. The resignation came the day after Senators Robert Smith, Republican New Hampshire, John McCain, Republican Arizona, Russell Feingold, Democrat of Wisconsin, introduced legislation to overhaul the Army Corps of Engineers, pushing for independent reviews of all controversial projects and stricter environmental standards. Trent Lott said, quote, Mike Parker told the truth that the Corps of Engineers' budget as proposed is insufficient. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad, Democrat, North Dakota, said the administration was trying to, quote, suppress the truth from its own representatives who testified before Congress, end quote. In testimony before his former colleagues, Parker made little effort to conceal his displeasure with the administration's decision to zero out all new Corps construction projects. He and Lieutenant General Robert Flowers, the military commander of the Corps, warned the committee that the budget would also force the agency to cancel projects. General Flowers, who was appointed by Bill Clinton, said that did not make sense. An administration official on the Bush team said either you're on the president's team or you're not. These filthy bastards. Oh, we didn't know that. We didn't know the levees could break. You lying pigs. Of course you knew it. We didn't know Osama bin Laden would attack. We didn't know they would use airplanes as missiles. How much more of this are we going to tolerate?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you live in Connecticut, Oregon, or Minnesota, please do not call, as your state bans you from receiving profitable home-based internet businesses like the one offered in the following message.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now, 1-800-600-0562. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-600-0562. That's 1-800-600-0562.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
Now, just when you think it can't get any worse, have you seen this? South Carolina, this is a report all over the place, but here it is from CNN. South Carolina health official said his colleagues scrambled today when FEMA gave only a half-hour notice to prepare for the arrival of a plane carrying as many as 100 evacuees to Charleston. The plane instead was sent to Charleston, West Virginia. A call seeking comment from FEMA was not returned. Dr. John Sinkovich, Director of Public Health of South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, said we called in all the available resources we had. They all responded within 30 minutes, which is phenomenal to meet the needs of the citizens coming in from Louisiana. Unfortunately, Dr. Sinkovich said, the plane did not come in. There was a mistake in the system coming out through FEMA. We didn't receive the aircraft. It went to Charleston, West Virginia. A line of buses and ambulances idled behind him at Charles International Airport as he described what happened. Oh, my God. Michael in Phoenix just sent me this. U.S. Embassy in Baghdad has inquiries into reports that American troops in Iraq have mutinied against their officers. Rumors are circulating that the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad is checking into reports that U.S. troops in Iraq, including National Guardsmen, Army and Marine Corps reserves, and regular military troops from Louisiana and Mississippi have mutinied against their officers and demanding to be immediately sent back home to help their families. It is not known whether the reports involve physical violence. The reports of rebellions among U.S. troops are filtering out of the Green Zone and at Baghdad International Airport from Iraqis who are working alongside their American counterparts at both locations. Now, I've got no sourcing on this other than what has been sent to me. You take it with as many grains of salt as you want to. I just wonder how many of these 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old National Guardsmen who have been sent to kill and die in Iraq from Mississippi and Louisiana, who are seeing these reports about their about families being wiped out. How many of these people want to stay and kill and be killed? Oh, Jesus. Play Aaron Broussard again, Kathy. I want to play that clip again. This is an example of what FEMA refute. And you don't think this is deliberate? You don't think this is genocide? You don't think this is race-based and class-based? Yeah, do you think Barbara Bush is right, that all the Negroes are happy being in the Astrodome in Houston? I can't get my mind around this. I can't.
We have been abandoned by our own country. Hurricane Katrina will go down in history as one of the worst storms ever to hit an American coast. But the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina will go down as one of the worst abandonments of Americans on American soil ever in U.S. history. Let me give you just three quick examples. We had Walmart deliver three trucks of water, trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel. Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home. And every day she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And he said, yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned Friday night. She drowned Friday night.
Mr. President.
Nobody's coming to get us. Nobody's coming to get us. The secretary has promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sakes, shut up and send us somebody.
Yeah. You know, how many... I heard Randy say today, a lot of people have been playing Mr. Broussard's breakdown and not playing that bit before. You know, I watched that on Sunday. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. FEMA is not allowing journalists on the boats that are gathering in people's bodies. That's according to Reuters News Agency. See, they're doing it again, aren't they? Huh? They're doing it again. We have requested that no photographs of the deceased be made by the media, spokeswoman for FEMA, in an emailed response to the Reuters News Agency. How much longer do you want to put up with this, America? How much more of this do you want, huh? Oh, they have as much more as you want. They have as much death and disaster, and you little right-wing piss ants... Your day's coming. It's going to get you, too. You think these people care about you, you stupid little morons that put them in office, you stupid little cowards who support them? Wait till they come and rip your asses to pieces. It's coming. Count on it.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
So, you're comparing online car insurance quotes and you wonder, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges to kumquats? With Progressive Direct, you'll know. Go to Progressive.com and you'll see a clear, easy-to-read chart comparing each company's rates and coverages. And if you have a question, just call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and a licensed insurance professional will pick up right where you left off online. So you can be sure. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Housing and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-600-2113 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-600-2113. That's 1-800-600-2113.
Are you tired of guessing when it comes to your ovulation cycle? Tired of using messy, expensive tests to determine your fertility period? Whether you're trying to get pregnant or not, Ovatel is for you. Ovatel is the first saliva-based ovulation test kit that doesn't use a battery. Ovatel is a clinically tested, non-invasive, reusable device that uses a small amount of saliva to detect your ovulation cycle. Determining your fertility period through a saliva test is 98% accurate with results in minutes. Ovatel is just as efficient as a urine test, but without the mess. Plus, one Ovatel device lasts a lifetime. Ovatel is your affordable, portable, no fuss, no mess, no nonsense, discreet solution to detecting your ovulation cycle. It's been used in Europe for years and is now available in the U.S. So take charge of your ovulation cycle and call Ovatel toll-free now.
Call now, 1-800-505-5849. That's 1-800-505-5849. 1-800-505-5849.
Jerry Springer.
Do you realize every single one of those young people that have been killed in this war, which one of their kids would have grown up to find a cure for cancer, or taught a child how to read, or done something else? You know what I mean? Every single lost life, changed life, wounded, injured life, because of political decisions we make. It's not just a philosophical discussion. It's real.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
I think one of the things that people want us to do here is to play a blame game. I guess we got to solve problems. We're problems.
26 before the hour, Jamie in Illinois wanted me to remind people September 24th, the march on the Bush crime family in Washington, D.C. And Jamie includes a slogan to shout, Bush goes now. Bush goes now. Can you imagine a million people screaming that? To get more information about this, go to unitedforpeace.org. Unitedforpeace.org. Isn't it time? Isn't it time? Mark in San Francisco sent this to me. Mike, a good friend of mine, wrote this yesterday. It's imperative that everyone look at the bigger picture. What happened to New Orleans was predictable. Levees, floods, storms, etc. The government knew about it beforehand. They were warned many times. They are not as stupid and incompetent as it might appear. The consequences of withholding aid during times of crisis is also very predictable. It produces chaos. The government knows this. History has proven it many times over. Remember, they're not as stupid and incompetent as they appear. The response to Florida in 2004 versus New Orleans in 2005 was virtually the difference between night and day, or black and white. It's pretty easy to notice who it is that is getting hurt in New Orleans. When people like Bush or whoever make sure that their photo ops always include pictures of them with the helicopters, troops, supplies, etc., you know that's not an accident. What is happening is deliberate. They are not as stupid and incompetent as they appear, although sometimes it may be useful to them to let people think that. People may get angry at so-and-so for doing stuff that appears to be stupid and incompetent, but people are not afraid of people that they perceive to be stupid and incompetent. The most dangerous person or enemy or government, whatever, is the one that is not recognized as being dangerous. Bush and company still want us to look to them for help. New Orleans was expendable, not just because the city is black or blue or sinful. No, New Orleans was expendable because it's part of the bigger picture. Remember your Christo-fascists? They have not gone away. What is the best way to install fascism? It's pretty hard to force fascism onto a free people. No, you have to make them want it. Thank you for making me listen to the replay of the New Orleans mayor's interview yesterday. That was enlightening. You don't just make them want fascism, you force them to beg for it, just like the mayor was doing yesterday. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to fault the mayor. He really had no choice. When martial law is instituted, the mayor won't be the one in charge. Bush and Cheney will be. These people are not stupid and incompetent. They're extremely dangerous. Remember, New Orleans is part of the bigger picture. New Orleans was just a warm-up. New Orleans was assassinated. The country's next. All they need now is national emergency to make people beg for nationwide martial law. I think you're right. The fascists are making plans right now. Which is pretty much what we've been talking about on this program for how long? Well, Bush, at the cabinet meeting today, he answered a few questions at his cabinet meeting today where an unfrozen Dick Cheney suddenly appeared. This reporter says, Mr. President, do you intend to replace any from your administration who are leading this recovery effort, who were part of the effort last week that has been so widely criticized?
What I intend to do is lead an investigation to find out what went right and what went wrong. And I'll tell you why. It's very important for us to understand the relationship between the federal government, the state government, and the local government when it comes to a major catastrophe.
What? You're going to lead an investigation like the Valerie Plame investigation, like the 9/11 investigation, like the Abu Ghraib investigation, like the Guantanamo investigation. You filthy, incompetent twerp. Didn't you already improve all the bad communications, Mr. Bush? Wasn't that the main point you ran against Kerry on, that you could protect the people better than he could? And now you're going to investigate yourself? How perfect. How utterly, sickly perfect. Another reporter says, Mr. President, Secretary Chertoff has talked about being disturbed at the information or lack of information to the state from the region. Just from what you know initially, do you think that more went wrong at the local or state level or the federal level? And do you think there should be a commission to sort it all out?
I think one of the things that people want us to do here is to play a blame game. We got to solve problems. We're problem solvers.
We're problem solvers. No, you're disaster creators. You only deal in death and destruction. Come on, Georgie. Come on, Bushy. You're not a problem solver. Unless the problem is Social Security and you want to solve it. Unless the problem is clean air and you want to solve it. Unless the water unless the problem is a defense policy that makes sense and you want to solve that. You filthy incompetent. Now you'll hear Simple Scotty parrot exactly what this pig just said in a few minutes. So stick around. Simple Scotty, by the way, waddled out to the podium to quack his typical talking points today, but the press isn't quite as complacent as he's grown used to, and Jeffy Lube Gannon was nowhere in sight to help him out. So this reporter says, Scott, the reality at hand right now is that the president said that we still live in an unsettled world. This is an administration that's told us since 9/11 that it's not a matter of if, but when, that we could be struck by a terror attack and obviously other disasters that are a result of Mother Nature. So at this point, Scott, where's the accountability? Is the president prepared to say where this White House, where this administration went wrong in its response to Katrina?
There are some that are interested in playing the blame game. The president is interested in solving problems and getting help to the people who need it. There will be a time...
Wait a minute. Is it a blame game when the president himself says that we remain at risk for either another catastrophe of this dimension that's not man-made or a terrorist attack? Isn't it incumbent upon this administration to immediately have accountability to find out what went wrong when at any time this could happen again?
This is a massive federal response effort that we have underway. We've got to stay focused on helping those who are in need right now and help them rebuild their lives and get back up on their feet. This is a time when we are focused on making sure we're doing all we can to address the ongoing problems. The president is interested in solving problems, and we're looking at a lot of ways that we can do that.
Can you believe that? Another reporter tries. But Scott, more concretely, an officer of the Northern Command is quoted as saying that as early as the time Hurricane Katrina went through Florida, there was a massive military response ready to go, but that the president did not order it. It could have been ordered on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The call didn't come. Why, Scott, weren't teams deployed to the convention center? Why weren't teams deployed to the Superdome? Why were people without water, without food? Why was there looting in New Orleans for survival? And you're talking about zero tolerance. Why did these things happen over a period of days? And you start seeing Mr. Brown on the air talking about he didn't know about the convention center and other things. Why, Scott?
These are all facts that you want to look at and want to determine what went wrong and what went right. I'm not prepared to agree with your assessment just there. Those are all issues to look at and part of the after-action analysis. Right now, we've got to stay focused on the immediate priorities.
After-action analysis? Now, one of my favorite Orwellian events here. Don't look at the mistakes because you have to deal with the aftermath of the mistakes. That makes perfect sense. Reporter says, well, Scott, but the president has said that this government can do many things at once. It can fight the war on terror. It can do operations in Iraq. It can aid and comfort people in Louisiana. Can it not also find time to begin to hold people accountable? It sounds, Scott, as if the line that you're giving us, which is you don't want to answer questions about accountability because there's too much busy work going on.
You don't want to take away from the efforts that are going on right now. And if you start getting into that now, you're pulling people out that are helping with ongoing response. The president made it very clear, I'm going to lead this effort, and we're going to make sure we find out what the facts were and what went wrong and what went right. But you don't want to divert resources away from an ongoing response to a major catastrophe.
But couldn't assessing the problems also help solve them? You filthy piece of human waste. Reporter Bob. Scott, a question about the plenty of time assertion that you make. Would it not behoove the efforts to, in fact, save lives and secure property if the people and procedures that are responsible for the inadequate response are excised as quickly as possible? That is to say, should the accountability be determined immediately and that part removed, Scott?
What should be done immediately is that we get help to the people who need it, and we continue to do that. We have been doing that. We're continuing to do that. I know some just want to engage in the blame game. There'll be a time to talk about all these issues. We've got problems to solve, Bob. Bob, we've got problems to solve, and we're going to stay focused on solving those problems and helping those who need it.
Oh, my God. And finally, reporter David as an interesting back and forth about the non-preparedness for any kind of disaster, especially a terrorist attack. The reporter starts it. One last question, Scott. The person who says that he found out about the convention center seeing it on the media, that is to say the FEMA director, Michael Brown, he's still in place. Does the president really believe we could respond to a terrorist attack with any amount of weeks, months? Are you saying that the president is confident that his administration is prepared to adequately, confidently secure the American people in the event of a terrorist attack of a level that we have not seen? And based on what does he have that confidence?
And that's what he made clear earlier today, that obviously we want to look and learn lessons from a major catastrophe of this nature.
But you're telling us today there'll be time for that, somehow down the road.
Well, I mean, we can engage in this blame gaming going on, and I think that's what you're getting.
That's a talking point, Scott, and I think most people who are watching this.
That's a fact. I mean, some are wanting to engage in that, and
is he confident
we're going to remain focused on
the American people in the event of a major terrorist attack?
We are securing the American people by staying on the offensive abroad and working to spread freedom and democracy in the Middle East. No, that's a fact.
No, it's not. And you think people who are watching this think that's that? From what does he derive that confidence based on the response?
We can sit here and engage in this back and forth.
Wondering about something.
The time for bickering and blame gaming is later.
This filthy, filthy, useless, useless little man. You want to play the last one or you want to break? All right, let's take a break and we've got one more. Are you believing what you're hearing? Believe it. Believe it. This is who's running this country. The question is, how much longer?
Parking lot, why not? It's so cool when you're on time. It's for long, you must know. Life is so hard, Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I want to send you a free tape about my proven system that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Call 1-800-600-8774 and get your life back. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich. Very rich. Call 1-800-600-8774 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Again, that's 1-800-600-8774.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time. Because at 5 o'clock, you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
FEMA directors work 24 hours a day. And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
All right, this is the last one. And when we come back after the break, we're going to go to phone calls. There's so much here to get over the air, but it's important to hear what you got to say, so we'll do that when we come back. Finally, at this press briefing today, reporters start to tag team this wasted of human DNA, Scott McClellan. One reporter begins, "Scott, given the failure of leadership in the first days of this crisis and given your reticence to get rid of any of these people associated with that leadership..."
Those are your words, not mine.
Wouldn't it be more appropriate to follow the suggestion of appointing somebody as the coordinator, overall coordinator for the relief effort, who is not associated with that failed leadership? Probably a former retired military person who could more easily coordinate the logistics and the coordination between the...
No, we're going to continue to work in support of those who are overseeing the operational activities, and we appreciate the job that the Department of Homeland Security and Secretary Chertoff and all those at FEMA are doing to address the ongoing problems. Again, this is getting into trying to finger point and play the blame game. This is not the time for that. There are people who are really in need. Terry was down there in the region. He saw what has happened to the people on the ground and how they have lost everything they had, and how they have lost everything they had.
Help them, I want some answers.
And they're going to get them. But now is not the time, Terry.
No, it is the time, Scott.
Now is not the time. Yes, it is the time, Scott. It's unbelievable. I can't, I literally can't get my mind around this. It's been 5 years now to watch how a country is destroyed. Five years. We've all been sitting here watching this. We've had three elections in those 5 years. We have seen election after election being stolen by these filthy Republicans, these right wing slime balls. Aside from the theft of all these elections, though, is the reality of what these people are doing in office from the top down. I don't care if it's in Washington or the state houses or the state legislatures or the Congress or the judiciary. And now these pigs are pushing to slam these right-wing ideologues onto the U.S. Supreme Court, these activist judges who will put the final nails in the coffin of this Democratic Republic. Now, as far as I can see, there are two things to do. Number one would be the obvious. Well, I don't know if it's the obvious. It's the fight or flight syndrome. You got your choice. Stay and fight. Or leave. There's no halfway ground. If you are content to sit on your ass and just bemoan all this stuff, then, and I don't mean you, truth seeker, I'm just generic you. If one is content to sit on one's ass and just let this continue, event after event after event, catastrophe, crisis after crisis, this Bush gang of vermin has done nothing. In 5 years, it has benefited one single American except that top 5% that put his ass, his useless ass, in office and continue to keep him there. They have done nothing, not one thing, to benefit this country as a whole. And they have done everything imaginable to destroy America. These people are destroying the United States of America. It's that simple. If these are not impeachable offenses, then what is? What does it take? Does there have to be some intern go into Bush's office and get down on her knees and service him? Is that what it would take? Maybe the news media is finally waking up, although I don't know. No missing white women in Aruba for over a week. Wow! No stupid celebrity trials! Oh, my God! Just wall-to-wall reporting on the horror in New Orleans and the horror of the ball dropping by this entire pig administration. And if FEMA tries to stop reporters from covering the body recovery operations, do you think they're going to get away with it this time? Will FEMA take all those battle-hardened soldiers that have been put in New Orleans? What are they there for? To shoot evacuees? Is that it? There's no looters. There's no snipers. How many people are left? And now the mayor of New Orleans has asked for an order getting everybody out. So what happens now? What happens when FEMA goes in, these incompetent, filthy... If my mother was dead and rotting in one of those buildings, I wouldn't want these sons of bitches touching her corpse. Just get away! So what's going to happen now? Are they going to shoot the reporters? Is Anderson Cooper going to get a bullet in his head? Is Bob Woodruff going to be shot through the back? What's going to happen now? They're going to start killing reporters here the way they've been killing reporters in Iraq. We see the bodies floating just because they turned the cameras away. We're not going to forget, not this time. Even this degenerate Rehnquist death didn't bump New Orleans coverage off the top of the cycle. We're not going to forget again. We're not going to let it happen again. We're not going to let it happen again.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not "I'll just wait in the car." The greatest phrase is "No thanks, I'm just looking." I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
RID presents a mother's guide to the 5 stages of head lice infestation. First, there's shock. Followed by denial.
No, this isn't happening.
Anger.
Darn sleepovers.
Bargaining.
Please, not head lice.
And finally, acceptance.
My kid got lice? I'll get Rid.
Rid is America's number one lice-killing brand. Recommended by pharmacists and school nurses, Rid is so effective, it can completely eliminate lice from your family and your home. Got lice? Get Rid. Use as directed.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Pumps continue Tuesday to slowly drain the flooded neighborhoods of New Orleans, a process that is expected to take a dozen weeks to eventually complete. It is the health threat from those floodwaters contaminated with oil, chemicals, human waste, and human bodies that prompted the mandatory evacuation orders for city residents. An increasing number of National Guard troops are supplementing police patrols in and around New Orleans. The city's own police force was hit by officers abandoning their districts as the devastation hit, and then battled looting and faced angry evacuees who jammed the Superdome and Convention Center. And many of those officers have worked endlessly since the storm approached. 2,200 Alabama National Guard troops are part of the relief force in Louisiana and Mississippi, most of them back from Iraq and Afghanistan in the past few months. Steve Ross talked with one of those soldiers.
Sergeant Mark Whetstone's quartermaster unit did a year in Iraq before going to Pascagoula, Mississippi last week to help distribute relief supplies. Sergeant Whetstone said he never expected to see Americans reaching out for food in the midst of devastation like this.
The closest comparison I can make is seeing people right here at home without food or water and just asking for it. And to see that right here at home is... That's a close comparison.
Sergeant Whetstone said the biggest difference was people overjoyed to see the soldiers roll in last week with food and water, and nobody shooting at them this time. I'm Steve Ross.
An elderly couple from Louisiana is safe with their son in Washington State after evacuating the area with just the clothes on their back. 80-year-old Gus and his wife Josie Crisillo didn't think they'd make it out alive from their home in Metairie. Josie Crisillo says she has memories she'd like to forget.
We didn't think we'd make it, to tell you the truth. It was horrible, just horrible. We had to sleep on the street, and we just, I tell you, it was just, we didn't have anything to eat for about 4 days.
The couple say they don't plan on going back to Louisiana. Mourners have been streaming into the Supreme Court to pay respects to the late Chief Justice William Rehnquist. He died Saturday at the age of 80 of thyroid cancer. Among the mourners was Robert Fragnito, a student at George Washington University. Fragnito remembered when Rehnquist, though ill, swore in President Bush at the inauguration.
To see him come out even with, you know, being ill and everything really showed a presence that the man truly was dedicated to being the Chief Justice and, you know, dedicated to our political system.
Funeral services are scheduled for today at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, D.C. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Tax Loopholes of the Rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes, so call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. You know, a lot of people think that in its response to Hurricane Katrina, the Bush administration is guilty of unspeakable incompetence. That's a myth. On the next program, we'll be speaking about it in a very direct fashion. In fact, speaking about Bush administration incompetence is what Progressive Talk Radio is all about. Talking the untalkable on the next Franken.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Kathy, what is all this chatter that I'm seeing on the internet about Oprah today and the morgue thing? What is this?
I didn't see the show, but I've been reading about it, and I saw some reports that she went to the Astrodome and was talking to some of the evacuees there, and that she also had some video, and I'm not sure how much was inside or outside, where the New Orleans mayor had actually let her in the Superdome briefly. And she came back and was just describing some of the horror and the filth and the death and the devastation, and also said that she had spoken with a medic there about a morgue that had been set up, kind of an ad hoc morgue for housing the dead bodies, and that some of the dying were just taken there and piled up because they were beyond saving, and there was nothing they could do for them, so they just stacked them there as well. Now, I didn't see the show, but that's what I've been hearing. People have been emailing me, and I've been reading about
the dying, not
yes,
the dead?
Not quite. The people who were, you know, clearly on their way to dead. Now, this again, this is a report I read.
This has got to not be true.
And I'm not certain if this was from... Oprah also did a few interviews today with media in Dallas, I believe. So that may not have been on her program. That may have been part of an interview. But it's definitely connected to her visit to the region.
Well, that story has got to be... It has to be untrue in order for this country to retain even an illusion of collective sanity, that people are being taken to morgues not quite dead. No, that cannot be a reality. Now, I know that a lot of stories are circulating out here, and probably 95% of them are true, but that one has got to be
not true. The two things I've heard tonight, then. A possible mini-mutiny in Iraq by National Guardsmen and women and reserves whose families are back here in New Orleans being butchered by the Bush crime family in Mississippi. We can't confirm that one. And this one about near dead being taken to morgues and left. We can't confirm that one. So if we get some confirmation on this or and I don't know what would constitute confirmation. All right, we need to do some phone calls here. I appreciate you all holding on again. Let's start with Herb in Mississippi. Herb, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike. You may remember me as Golden Eagle.
All right, I think I do.
I saw some videos. I'm sorry. You'll have to just give me a second. This is the first I've heard anything since the storm. I went through the Katrina. I live 85 miles from the Gulf Coast. And my city here was devastated by the storm, and I'm still sitting here in the dark without power as I talk to you tonight. I just don't know what to say. I'm heartbroken. I was born in New Orleans. But I want to tell you. And I want to tell you listeners that we are suffering here. I've got family in Gulfport. I got four sisters on the coast. I haven't heard from them. I don't know their status. I know the house that two of my sisters lived in.
What town in Mississippi are you calling from, Herb? How are you hearing the program?
I'm calling from Columbia, Mississippi. Right on the Mississippi-Louisiana border around Bogalusa.
All right.
About 20 miles from Bogalusa. I'm 30 miles west of Hattiesburg.
Are you able to hear this program?
No, sir, I am not. I got my phone back restored Saturday.
Right.
And I'm called because first thing I thought of was, well, maybe, you know, I can shed some light for Air America, you know, and maybe if I call, maybe I can answer questions, but God, y'all have answered questions for me. See, we haven't seen a newspaper. We haven't heard anything. We just get scant reports here, and I've been trying to get a newspaper, and with some of the stuff you're saying, I've never heard before until your program tonight.
Well, what's your reaction?
You hear it. I'm speechless. I'm not shocked, Mike. I'm not shocked at all because, you know, I don't like the Bush crime family. I never have. But now I during the storm, I kept looking at that storm. I could see the winds blowing from the building I was in. There was a glass window, a door there, and I could see as all the storm hit us. And I was looking through that, and I was thinking during that storm, God, we've got to impeach this son of a, you know. And then after the storm, after I saw what it did, I said, we not only got to impeach this man, we got to send him to prison. And now after hearing your story, I don't even want to say what I'm thinking. And this deal about the morgue, I don't know. I hope to God it ain't true, but I can believe it. I haven't seen anything federal agencies here in my town. I haven't heard any reports of any federal agencies, people anywhere around here. We can't get news. We've been under martial law. It's horrible.
Can you not even get a newspaper there where you are, Herb?
No, Mike, I can't. I sent someone looking for me a Clarion Ledger newspaper, and I can't even get one. I can't even get a Clarion Ledger out of Jackson. That's 85 miles north of us. The Hattiesburg is ravaged, and that's the only other daily around this area other than down on the coast, and you know, you can pretty well guess what happened there.
Well, are you saying that martial law? Now that's a legal term.
Yeah. Yes, the mayor of the city had to declare martial law here. Now, who's enforcing it? Apparently, it's just the police force because there's no kind of troops or anything around here, and it's been the police department that's been enforcing it. For what good that is, you know. But
is that referred to as martial law? Or is that referred to as a state of emergency?
Okay, as Mayor Bryant, our mayor here in Columbia, mentioned, it was orders that anybody caught looting could be shot on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is he getting word out? There's no power there and no newspapers. How is he letting everybody know?
Well, it's just circulating from mouth to mouth, pretty much. Now, we do have a local weekly newspaper, a biweekly.
Right.
And they put out a couple of special editions, which strictly was just for this area. And there's some pictures of storm-ravaged areas of town, which any part of the town would fit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few articles in it, and they gave those out free.
Well, what are you hearing, Herb, where concerns when you'll have electricity back on and other services, whatever, still missing, electricity and...
Okay. We had our water restored on Wednesday.
Right.
And then on Saturday, I got my telephone back.
Right.
And today, they got my area in the electricity, but unfortunately... In my house, the meter was damaged, and the meter's got to be replaced, so I've got to pay out of my own pocket, and I don't get reimbursed for this. This doesn't come out of storm damage or anything. I got to pay it out of my pocket. I got to pay an electrician to come and refix my box, and then I got to call Mississippi Power, and then they'll send someone back out here and reconnect my house to the main line.
How much destruction is in your town, Herb?
Oh, it's unbelievable. We were hit by it was still Category 4, and I had posted on my blog at 7:30. I posted a picture of I took just as the winds were getting high, and. Right after I posted it, my blog, my internet went out, and power went out, and that was at 7:30.
And you have family there, other than you, who's there with you?
I have some lady that I live with, and that's it. You know, we
just the two of you,
right? And we just—I'm a disabled veteran, you know, Vietnam era disabled veteran,
mm-hmm.
got hurt and. In the service, and I fortunately grew up in this town. I saw Hurricane Camille in this town when I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the first catastrophe I've been through.
All right, I've got a break here, but let me, Herb. Well, I've got so many people on hold. I want to ask you just a couple things real quick.
Sure.
Are you? And your partner there, are you in good physical shape?
We're okay.
Do you have food, water?
Yes, we have food and water. And we had a gas range, so we're able to cook.
All right. And they're telling you power should be back on, electric power, when?
It depends on when the...
When you get that meter replaced.
When that meter replaced. When it gets on, I'm on. So they got power on everywhere else, say about... 7 o'clock this evening.
Okay, we have a 3-day rule here, but I'd like you to call back in tomorrow night. Will you do that for me, Herb?
I sure will, Mike. I'll be glad to.
Okay, call back in and let us know what's going on. It's in Columbia, Mississippi?
Columbia, Mississippi. Home of Walter Payton, by the way.
Oh, all right. All right, thanks, Herb.
Mike. And hey, thank you, guys. God, you don't know how good that news sounded, even as bad as it was.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Be sure when you call in tomorrow night, Herb. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Just 'cause you don't see it, it don't mean it's gone away.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies.
Hey, stay together!
Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes.
No cell phones in hiking.
Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour, 3 tons of food ready for delivery by air to refugees in St. Bernard Parish and on Algiers Point. Sat on the Crescent City Connection Bridge Friday afternoon as air traffic was halted because of Bush's photo op visit to New Orleans, officials said. The provisions secured by U.S. Rep. Charlie Melancon, a Democrat from Napoleonville,
and State Agriculture Commissioner Bob Odom baked in the afternoon sun as Bush surveyed damage across southeast Louisiana 5 days after Katrina made landfall. A spokesman for the representative said, "We had arrangements to airlift food by helicopter to these folks, and now the food is sitting in trucks because they won't let the helicopters fly." The food was expected to be in the hands of storm survivors after Bush left the devastated region Friday night. Remember how these filthy, vomitous, right-wing talk show hosts talked about Bill Clinton and his haircut on the tarmac at LAX? An event that never occurred, but nonetheless, how they just bitched and wet their pants and screamed their lies out to America that Bush had delayed traffic at LAX, LA Express Airport. Remember that? Carolyn is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Carolyn, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike. Thank you. I just want to preface this call with the information that I'm a teacher and a professor, and I have taught all over the country. I've taught poverty-stricken children and living in poverty-stricken areas in New Orleans, in North Carolina, in Oregon, in Miami, and in Boston. And one of the things I really want to do for your listeners right now is paint a very different portrait of the people of New Orleans. When I was there, I taught at a public Montessori school, at Audubon Montessori School, as a matter of fact. And this was a school that was a magnet program, and it was open and available to all people in New Orleans. The enrollment basically was based on a first-come, first-served basis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during kindergarten enrollment, it was a very common sight to see very poor African-American families camped out for days to ensure that their children got the very best education possible. Now, any parent out there understands the value of this. They camped out in the heat, you know, on lounge chairs for blocks around the corner simply to make sure that their child was enrolled in a public Montessori program that was known to be a very wonderful quality education program in the city of New Orleans. It just infuriates me beyond words that they, first of all, one thing I beg of people is to please stop calling them refugees. They are not refugees. They are Americans, they are citizens, and they are very, very, very good people who care very deeply about their children. So the other thing that just, I've been glued to the television set, even though I normally don't watch any TV, and I've been just horrified by the images that I've seen.
Carolyn, hold that thought. I'll come back to you. Just hold the thought about the images on television. We'll come back right after this break. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, folks. This is Mark Maron, and out of respect to the leaders of this nation, I will not make any remarks on Wednesday's Morning Sedition about racists in the government. Not about George W. Bush.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Not about Trent Lott.
That bigot piece of crap, Trent Lott.
Not about Michael Brown.
Maybe he should do his resignation in rap.
My name is Brown. Yeah. Time for me to get out of town.
I won't do it. I'll just play a lot of clips of other people doing it.
for Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Before the hour. All right, one of the quotes I have here from Oprah's program today. It says, Tuesday's show featured tape of Miss Winfrey's visit to New Orleans on Sunday when she was escorted inside the Superdome to see the conditions after the evacuation of the stadium early in the weekend. Blah, 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 blah. Dr. Mehmet Oz, a heart surgeon and regular contributor to Miss Winfrey's show, toured medical facilities at New Orleans International Airport and described the removal of critical ill patients to a makeshift morgue, quote, just so they can pass away in peace, end quote. Now, this is the second or third story tonight, right, Kathy, that we're not sure of the attribution here. I'm passing these on without checking them, about the possibility of soldiers in Iraq who, National Guardsmen and women who came from Mississippi and Louisiana, having gotten involved in mutinous behavior because they wanted to come home. Now this one about not dead people being piled into a morgue. And again, if either of these stories are true, or if both are true, then we this country's turned a corner from which there's no going back. And you can interpret that any way you want. Wasn't there a third story, Kathy? Wasn't there a third thing?
Well, there's this one now. Frustrated fire crews to hand out flyers for FEMA.
Yeah. Well, I talked about that earlier tonight. The other thing, go back to that story, bring it up on the screen about the firefighters here in Atlanta that I had also talked about earlier tonight. Wait, did you have it up? Okay. This story where it said the fire crews. Scroll all the way down to this. Where is this reported? Oh, this is in the Salt Lake City newspaper also. As specific orders began arriving to the firefighters in Atlanta, a team of 50, Monday morning, quickly was ushered onto a flight headed for Louisiana. The crew's first assignment was to stand beside President Bush as he tours devastated areas. Oh, for Christ's sake. You said something during the break. What was it that you said during the break? And clean up the language.
Really? Yeah, it was just that it's all about the photo op for these people. Whether it's painting Made in America backdrops over Made in China boxes, or whether it was last week waiting until the National Guard was there, waiting until FEMA let in the National Guard, rather, on Friday.
Well, keeping the water, the water trucks out, and the food trucks while he had his little photo op last Friday.
Exactly, and also not allowing any rescuers in, not allowing any kind of military presence in a real way to be shown on television.
And you know why this is? You know why they have to bring everything to a halt when this son of a bitch goes someplace? Because he is so universally hated.
Well, that and because they have to take advantage of the photo op. It's just like the mission accomplished backdrop, like those poor folks who were on that aircraft carrier who were waiting to go on leave and who had
go
to
home,
go home and had to just sit there while they turned the damn boat around so that you couldn't see San Francisco in the background.
So these 50 out of all these, how many there were? How many firefighters here? There were 1,000 firefighters who were sent here to Atlanta for what was called FEMA training. And actually what they were taught to do was to hand out flyers they were going to be sent to the disaster area.
Actually, they were sent here to be part of the rescue and recovery, search and recovery mission that was going to be deployed to different areas throughout the devastated Gulf area. Once they got to Atlanta, they were told, no, that they were going to be some sort of like
public relations.
Public relations people, instead of going and doing any kind of meaningful work, they were going to hand out flyers, and basically a group of them apparently
be
was going
to be props for Bush to stand there like a painted props on a stage set.
Yeah, because you know the man loves military drag. He loves anything in uniform. Oh, so if he can wear it or be put next to it, he's going to do it.
Oh, my God.
Mike, I got to jump in here and just note that there are still fires burning in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Perhaps these firefighters would be better used there.
Yeah, I hear you, Justin. All right, back to Carolyn. Carolyn, I'm sorry for all that.
That's okay. Thank you. I appreciate all the information. Another thing I want to say is that the victims of 9/11 were never so rudely or disrespectfully referred to as refugees. As I watched on my TV, I saw them load up these distraught individuals onto buses that were, the seats were lined with garbage bags. Now, my first thought was, okay, maybe this is, you know, infectious. You know, maybe it was because of the infection. You know, it was a preventative measure. However, we all know in this country we are obsessed with antibacterial soaps, sprays, and all of that magic.
Sure.
They had plenty of resources to be able to disinfect those buses. They didn't even give them the dignity. It looked like they were taking out the trash, is what it looked like. The other thing I have to say is that I spanned the New York Times photographs, and one image that comes to mind was an image of five young African-American men sprawled eagle on the floor, on the ground, face down, two white cops standing over them, one patting them down, and the other one was guarding a postal vehicle that they had tried to commandeer to get out of town.
God.
It was like I said, words can't even begin to describe the anger. I also have to clarify that the shots that were shot, that they claim were shot at helicopters, were actually people that were shooting up rifles. They were shooting their guns off to notify the officials that they were standing on their roofs, because their flashlights and their banners and their words sprawled on the their SOS signs sprawled on the rooftops were not working. So they were not. This is actually, you can verify this on the FAA website as well. This was not. They were not shooting at helicopters as they claim in the media. They were shooting to notify the officials that they were there. Okay. I also happened to live in the Keys last year during the four hurricanes. I also single-handedly tried to organize a voter registration music festival scheduled for September 11th. Unfortunately, I didn't anticipate Ivan crashing my party. And so the mandatory evacuation was called for in the Keys on September 10th. Now, I was in the Keys with two dogs. A friend came down with his two dogs. And there was a mandatory evacuation in place similar to that which took place in New Orleans. At that time, my family was pleading for me to leave. I had been religiously following the hurricane. I knew it wasn't going to hit. But needless to say, to appease my family, I made some phone calls to hotels to find out the closest I could get to. The closest hotel from the Keys that I could find that would take animals was in your town, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, and I've got to move on, Carolyn. But
okay.
But you bring up a very important thing about the pets that have been abandoned, forced the evacuees forced to leave them because they wouldn't take pets, and some people saying, "To hell with that! We'll stay here if we can't." You know, this is an outrage. Now I know that. There are animal rescue units. I saw a report on television tonight, I think on the ABC News, animal rescue units who are working to get these pets out of there to save them. But these poor animals, somebody can say, oh, for Christ's sake, these are animals. No, this breaks my heart. I can't believe what has happened in my country. Carolyn, I got to move on. Thanks a lot for checking
out. As we prepare now as a nation to take in these people, I have to explain to people that the people of New Orleans, like many others around the country, are very connected to their roots. Their roots, like the majestic oak trees that line the streets of their sultry city, are strong, spirited, proud, and beautiful, and they inevitably enrich their surroundings. The people of New Orleans are more than products of a city that brought us decadent meals, soulful music, and alcoholic drinks that invite us to let the good times roll. What I really can't emphasize enough to people is that they are not just poor African-American individuals. These are precious keepers of our history and a culture that crosses all boundaries.
I really, again, I just have to implore
people, please, when you take these people into your homes, do not ask them to sing Amazing Grace, which I saw horrifically witnessed yesterday as a journalist asked a nine-year-old daughter of a preacher to do in the Astrodome, or any other spiritual you long to hear from the voices of New Orleans. Do not ask them to play music, dance, cook, or clean for you. Instead, educate yourselves about their history, particularly that of the Mardi Gras Indians, which Herb referred to himself as the Golden Eagle. That is a Mardi Gras Indian name. Their culture and their beloved home, please educate yourselves, and then ask them to share with you their incredible loss so that we may all cry together as we move forward and not only promise but strive to do better, to reach out to those less fortunate in all of our communities and begin to heal a nation long overdue for this critical process. I thank you for that time.
All right, thanks, Carolyn.
Please, I implore everyone, educate
yourselves. Thank you. Well said. Well said. I can't add anything to it. We'll be right back.
Hypocrites and liars.
The quality of mercy is not there.
Senators and lawyers.
The quality of mercy is not there.
Six songs and heroes.
The quality of mercy is not there.
Murderers and martyrs. The quality of mercy is not surrounded.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientists who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Oh, hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
First of all, our chief engineer in New York is not Justin, it's Jason. I'm sorry for that.
Ain't no thing.
The other thing, I'm getting all sorts of emails here on people from people who did see the Oprah Winfrey program today, and apparently Dr. Oz went into an area of this airport, I believe, or a terminal or something. Odd use of that word in this context. And the area was not exactly a morgue. It was an area that was set aside for people who were beyond help. Now, I don't understand that. I can't quite understand that. Anyway, they were taken into this area and left to die in peace, whatever that means. Now, enough of you have sent me emails on this that we need to check the story further and see exactly what this area was, I guess, that people were taken to. If it was, in fact, a death room, you know, an exit point, whatever the hell you want to call it, then this is one more aspect of this horrendous tragedy that can be laid on the Bush crime family. I just don't know what they mean when surely there were, you know, maybe not the means and method. Maybe these are people whose blood had become terribly toxic because they hadn't had what's the process when your blood is cleaned? Dialysis in a number of days. Maybe these are people who were deep into insulin shock. I don't know. Maybe people who needed to be on respirators, or heart monitors, or people who I don't know. I can't conceive of this happening to people in the United States. I realize these cases happen individually to poor people all the time. I'm not so naive as to not understand what happens in a society like ours where there's no such thing as universal health care, that we've decided as a society that it's okay for 45 million Americans at any given time not to have health care. It's okay not to have universal health care. That's fine with us. Death and dying it's okay. Who needs health care? But I, I, I find it hard to believe that people are being shuffled into a dying place like this. I understand hospice. I understand care and palliative medicine for people who are dying. Hopefully, if I have a lingering death, that's what I want. Are you kidding? I don't want to lay there in agony in some hospital with tubes in my veins. Let me go home. Give me a hospice nurse. Thanks to the crew who put the program together tonight, as usual. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York, along with the new person, Sadie Sullivan. David Fizikas is our associate producer. He answered your calls tonight. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch at White Rose Society, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks to everybody. And Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Listen, I was looking back today to 9/11 and when he was sitting in the classroom looking all stupid and stuff, and comparing that with today. And we're getting the same kind of spin now as we got back then. If you remember correctly, back then the FAA was the one that was to blame.
Yeah.
The director of the FAA wasn't sure if he could order NORAD to scramble the planes. Now it's FEMA and Brown that's the incompetent person. In any fascist regime, there's a fall guy. Now, Brown is a fall guy, and people can't buy into this, you know. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I understand. He's an incompetent, miserable little bastard to begin with, but B, he's an incompetent, miserable little bastard, Michael Brown, specifically and deliberately so he can take the fall for this piggish Bush crime family. I understand what you're saying.
And I'll lay money down that after he's removed or they have their little investigation, he has some lovely position in Halliburton or one of the other companies. You can bet that.
Well, the guy who got him into FEMA, this Joseph Albaugh, who was Bush's first campaign manager and then was rewarded with the directorship of FEMA, is now a lobbyist for Halliburton. And who has wound up with the first $500,000 or $750,000 worth of, $750 million in contracts for reconstruction in New Orleans?
Well, that's where Cheney was all week.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. God, these people are just, they're filthy. They're wicked, evil, evil people.
And you know, last spring on this program, I told people that apathy amongst ourselves is going to let something like this happen. And I'll tell you real quick, okay, this weekend on Saturday, there was a protest here. And it was like Arlington West in conjunction with Ian's thing.
Right.
And I went on the air on KLSD. And I mentioned it. 25 people showed up. And everybody, in the midst of everything that was happening in New Orleans, were going around their merry little way, just life is going on as normal, nothing's wrong. If we keep doing that, we're writing our own ticket to hell.
I hear you. I hear you. I got to leave you there, Philip. Thanks for checking in, pal. To everybody who's on hold, who's been holding on for 2.5 hours, I apologize. We're just out of time. We'll take your call tomorrow night, I promise. I'm Mike Malloy. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going